The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Saturday. It's The Mooney Show. Time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz.
Okay, let's go to Sinead and find out what our prize is this week. Sinead, what is the prize?
Sinead, the prize tonight is a two-night stay at the Red Cow Moran Hotel in Dublin. As mentioned earlier, the hotel's gone a significant investment recently, and the Tom's Table has now opened at the heart of that hotel. Beautiful restaurant. And to celebrate this, they're going to be giving one lucky listener, whoever wins our quiz tonight, a two-night stay at the hotel for two people with breakfast
on both mornings. I thought, imagine one lucky listener having to go on their own. Oh, you're the lonely listener that listens to the Mooney Show. In you come, have two dinners.
You never know
who
you could meet.
Sorry?
You could meet the love of your life there. You never know.
Are you suggesting that somebody would frolic in the foyer?
No, not at all. It's a wonderful place to meet people is all I'm saying.
It's a modern girl for you.
It's a wonderful hotel, very friendly staff. It's a perfect place for a little break. And the winner will also get dinner at Tom's Table on an evening of their choice.
Very nice. It's a lovely prize.
It is indeed. It's a fabulous one. If someone's coming to an event in Dublin, or if someone is in Dublin and just fancies a break
from everything else.
Exactly.
I've gone on a weekend break in Dublin.
Well, why not?
And it's not a bad idea. I suggested it to people before. I mean, get a hotel when it's off season,
yeah,
when it's as cheap as chips. You know, go onto one of those big websites and just instead of staying at home, go into town or whatever. It doesn't have to be Dublin. It could be Cork, Galway, any of the big cities or towns or local towns, whatever, B&B. And just say, well, look, we're not actually going too far, but we'll stay there. That way, if you want to go out and if you want to have a few drinks, don't need to bother about a car.
Yeah.
And just go down back to the bed.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to wash up after you. It's great.
It's perfect. Nothing better.
Anyway, who's player number one?
Player number one is Jackie McMullen from Sligo.
Jackie, how are you getting on?
Hi, I'm fine, Derek. How are you?
I'm hanging in. Are you a Eurovision Song Contest fan?
No.
Well, do you have a favourite Eurovision song?
The Voice. Eimear Quinn.
Oh,
yeah. I met Eimear Quinn recently. I was doing just before Christmas,
yeah,
in the Pro Cathedral. And she's alive and kicking and she is superb. What a performer.
It's beautiful.
And she gigs all over Europe.
Yeah.
She's very much in demand.
Working on a new album, I believe.
Yeah, really, really good. The Voice, super. Everybody has a favourite Eurovision song, even if they're not necessarily, if they're not fans of the Eurovision, they have a favourite Eurovision song. Anyway, you'll be happy to hear Sinead has told me they've whipped out all the Eurovision questions from the quiz. Does that make you feel happy?
No.
Depends what's in there.
Just replace them with harder questions, that's all. Tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
We live in Sligo and we're celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations. That would be silver.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, did you get any silver stuff?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Plenty of time
the
still.
The day's nearly over. Do people know it's your 25th anniversary?
Ah, yeah, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter.
Well, anybody who knows them, go around with something silver.
Yeah.
Because that's what I remember, because my parents, when they had their 25th anniversary, they got all this silver rubbish.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, it is.
Silver plates and stuff.
The colours, yeah, it goes funny colour because it's not silver. After a few weeks, and my dad, God rest him, he worked in this place for 25 years. And back in the day, you had to retire after 25 years. This was the way it was. And they gave him a gold watch, which the colour went off after about 2 or 3 weeks. There was nothing gold about it. Gold plated is pretty much all it was. So have you got anything planned for this evening?
We're having a few friends round for a bit of music. As you might know, Sligo's a great music town.
It is, yeah.
So we're having a few friends round for a few tunes.
Well, what's your husband's name?
His name is Dickon Whitehead. It's an unusual name.
Dickon Whitehead.
Dickon Whitehead. Dickon.
Dickon.
Dickon. It's an old English name for Richard.
Oh, D-I-C-K-O-N.
Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting. I've never heard that before. Okay, hello,
yes,
Dickon. How are you?
The Secret Garden. Dickon in the Secret Garden.
Yes.
The book, The Secret Garden.
Okay. So have you any children?
Yes, two.
And their names are?
Jesse and Matthew.
And are they there with you this evening as well?
Yeah, we're all here.
Well, listen, congratulations. And I hope you have a lovely evening.
Ah, we will.
And
sure,
we wish you the very best. They can all help you out with this. Are you ready?
Okie doke.
Can I tell you that I'm seeing these questions for the very first time myself? So
okay.
If I stumble and fumble and knock all the furniture over as I'm reading them out, forgive me. 60 sec. Oh, hang on a second. I even forgot in the rush to turn off my telephone. There, it's off now. Right. So 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can correctly. And if you don't know the answer, you say pass. Are you ready?
I am.
Your time starts now. Which is heavier, a kilo of feathers or a kilo of chocolate?
They're both the same.
By what name was Cassius Clay better known?
Muhammad Ali.
Have a listen to this and name the Eurovision winning act.
Kisses for me. The English people. Pass.
Which sport, with a rope, does the winning team move backwards?
Tug of war.
Who was the first man to reach the South Pole?
Shackleton.
Name the Indian River, which is sacred to the followers of Hinduism.
The Ganges.
Can you name this Take That Hit? I guess now
it's time. Pass, can't think.
Where is Queen's University?
Belfast.
In the Book of Genesis, on which day did God create light? Which French president has an airport named after him?
Charles de Gaulle.
Name the Irish family group who had hit singles with songs like Runaway and Forgiven Not Forgotten.
Of course.
What is the capital of Iraq?
Baghdad.
All right, well done. You didn't do too badly at all. So we want you now to hang on and not to hang up. Sinead, I thought you told me all the Eurovision songs were gone.
Oh, we kept a few in, you know.
Okay.
We couldn't have a programme like this with no Eurovision music.
Stuck my fingers.
Done.
The sheet of paper stuck to my fingers was like static. All right, who's player number two?
Player number two tonight, Derek, is Elaine Clark, and she is in Galway.
Elaine, how are you getting on?
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Tell me all about yourself and keep it clean.
Okay. I live in Galway near Salt Hill.
Yep.
I'm here with the dog and my fiancé Paul after a long day.
What's the dog's name?
Schubert.
Schubert?
Yes.
Okay, what did you call him, Schubert? After the composer? I mean, what did you call him, Schubert?
Well, I do play piano, but I lived in France for a couple of years when I was younger, and I remember going to the park every day with my friend, and there was this elderly lady who had this beautiful little white dog, and she called him Schubert. And Shushu for short. So I said, if I ever get a dog, I'm going to use that name.
Now, what kind of dog is it?
He's Maltese. Well, he's white, he's Maltese, but there's a cross of Cavalier in him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he big, small, or is he indifferent?
He's small. He's a therapy dog as well. So we go and visit a couple of care centres here every week.
A party dog?
Lovely dog. A therapy dog.
A therapy dog. Yeah. Do you know, my hearing is going today. First I thought Dickon was stick on, and then I thought therapy is party. So what places do you go? Because that's a great idea.
We go to the Seacrest Centre and we go to Devon Lodge as well in Salt Hill. So one is in Knocknacar and one is in Salt Hill. So they're not far at all.
Okay, and who is in there? Are they elderly people that are in those places?
There are six people in each.
Oh, okay. That's very good, because you know, they say when you bring the dogs in, all the attention goes on to the dog, and you kind of forget your own problems for a few moments. It's a lovely idea. I think it's a terrific thing to do.
Pops up on people's laps and gets cuddled.
Well, I'm delighted for it. Well, anyway, listen, have you anybody there to help you?
I have my fiancé, Paul.
Hi, Paul, how are you? Is he any good at general knowledge?
Between us would be all right, hopefully.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock, starting now. Does an insomniac have difficulty sleeping, hearing or remembering?
Sleeping.
What is the top division of the English Football League called?
Premier League.
Have you listened to this and named the Eurovision winners? We were the
rock and roll kids.
McGettigan and Pass. Okay, in what county is the town of Carrisavine?
Kerry.
Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet, and Colonel Mustard are all characters from which board game?
Ludo.
What is the capital city of Argentina?
Buenos Aires.
Can you name this Take That song? What series of films and TV programmes feature Mr. Spock?
Star Trek.
Is there a soccer team called Sheffield Tuesday or Sheffield Wednesday?
Wednesday.
How many squares are there on a draughts board?
Pass.
Who wrote the novels The Man in the Iron Mask and The Three Musketeers?
Pass.
All right, you didn't do too badly, so we'll ask you now to hang on, don't hang up. And we'll move on to player number three. Sinead, who's player number three?
Player number three tonight, Derek, is Laura McEnroe, and she is in Munticonnet in County Cavan.
Hello, Laura. How are you getting on?
Hi, Derek. I'm good. How are you?
Munticonnet.
Munticonnet, yeah.
Never heard of it. Where exactly is it?
No, it's a little townland just kind of in between Oldcastle and Virginia.
How many people are living there?
That's a good question. I wouldn't have a clue.
Just pull back the curtains there and have a look.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's a townland, I mean, the one thing I loved when I did Winning Streak, you got people and they were from a townland.
Yes.
They weren't from a town. They weren't from a city. You know, they weren't from the subs, the burbs. They were from the townland and they knew everybody and everybody knew them and their business. And there was no way they were ever going to hide the money.
Exactly.
Were you ever on Winning Streak yourself?
No, I haven't had that.
Were you ever on any kind of quiz? Did you ever win anything?
Yeah, I've been on a couple of quizzes with Larry Gogan and a couple of table quizzes, things like that.
I saw him today, Larry Gogan. Do you know, he's a hilarious character, Larry, because people, no one ever believes this, but Larry scoots around the radio centre. Mm. He has a scooter. So he leaves his car outside. I'm not joking. And he comes up the stairs and he goes on a scooter. You know, in those scooters, you put one foot on and one foot off and you scoot. And he scoots around the radio centre really fast. And then he slows down when he gets into the studio, does his show. And then he gets back on the scooter and then out. And there's a ramp into the radio centre. And he goes down the ramp and over to the car, flings it in the boot and off he goes. That's true.
I don't believe a word.
Larry Scooter Logan.
Don't believe a word of it.
He's known as.
Not a word of it.
Have you got anybody there with you? It's true. It's all true. Have you got anybody with you?
Yeah, I have here my parents, my brother and sister. So hopefully they'll
So they're going to help you. Do you like watching quizzes? Do you like taking part in them? Have you got a favourite one?
Yeah, like we watch The Chase most evenings.
Rubbish. Love The Chase.
The weekend.
Love
The
Chase. Love
rubbish.
Love it. Addicted they're to it too.
Taking points off you straight away there. Can't stand that programme.
Love it.
Anyway, 60 seconds or 1 minute on the clock and your time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Starts now. What are the four main points of the compass?
North, south, east and west.
Haggis is a famous food from which country?
Scotland.
Have a listen to this and name the Eurovision act.
Lordy.
According to the nursery rhyme, what frightened Miss Muffet?
Spider.
What battle between the Greeks and the Persians in ancient times gave its name to the athletic event?
Marathon.
Marathon. Yeah, the largest mammal in the world is the elephant. True or false?
False.
Can you name this Take That hit?
Help me escape this feeling.
New York City is the capital of New York State. True or false?
False.
Who was Popeye's girlfriend?
Olive oil.
Wine is made from the juice of what fruit?
Grapes.
In what county does the Shannon rise?
Cavan.
How many years in the normal term of office? The normal term of office is the President of Ireland.
Seven.
Who is the mother of John the Baptist?
Mary.
What are Gilbert and Sullivan famous for?
Musicals.
Musicals, all right. So we'll tot them all up. We'll take a break. Hang on. Don't hang up.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, have we got a winner, Sinead?
We haven't.
Can you let us know the do's and the do's and the do's and
the the do's and the do's. We do have a winner, but before I reveal who that is, I'll take you through some of the questions. Jackie McMullen from Sligo was our first contestant.
Celebrating her 25th wedding anniversary.
Indeed.
Congratulations.
And many, many half.
Get over with something silver.
Exactly. Soon as possible. Well, she got a score of 8 out of 12. The ones that she didn't get, the Eurovision winning act was Brotherhood of Man. The first man to reach the South Pole, she said Shackleton, who's Roald Amundsen in 1911. The Take That hit was Back for Good. And the Book of Genesis, on which day did God create light, that was on the first day. So that was Jackie in Sligo. Our second player was Elaine Clark in Galway. The ones that she didn't quite get right, the Take That hit was...
How could you kind of not quite get it right?
I'll explain in a moment.
Okay, right.
The Take That hit was Could It Be Magic? The number of squares on the draft board was 64. And who wrote the novels The Man in the Iron Mask and The Three Musketeers was Alexandre Dumas. The reason why she kind of didn't, the audio question, the Eurovision winners, she mentioned Charlie McGettigan, but it was also Paul Harrington.
Paul Harrington, she didn't say that.
No, so I gave her half
a point.
She
said Charlie McGettigan and pass.
And pass.
And by his Paul, I'd be very annoyed.
But I did give her half a point for getting Charlie McGettigan.
Okay, well, that was fair of you. Yeah.
So out of 11, she gets 7.5. And
okay.
Our final contestant today was Laura McEnroe in Munticonnet in Cavan. The ones not too strong on the Take That hits tonight. Relight My Fire was her Take That song. And the other ones, the mother of John the Baptist was Elizabeth, a.k.a. Elisheba, and Gilbert and Sullivan. Musicals, she kind of got right. They're like Carmen Copra's. Slight difference, but either which way, with a score of 11 out of 14, she is our winner tonight.
No way!
She is indeed, and she wins the fabulous break to the Red Cow Hotel with the dinner at Tom's Table and the breakfast and the stay and the wonderful time.
Now, how does that sound to you?
That sounds absolutely great, Derek.
It sounds like there's more than one person cheering in the background. You can only bring one other.
No, it's okay. I think my mother has dibs on that. We're going up to Blood Brother tonight. So
Fantastic. Yeah, I want to see that again. Yeah, well, listen, enjoy it. Thank you very much indeed for taking part in the quiz.
Thanks so much, Derek. Thank you.
Bye.